feel for you.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
This is a special report from ABC News. The U.S. responds. I'm Michelle Franzen. Four U.S. officials now confirm that retaliatory airstrikes are underway in Syria and Iraq, targeting Iranian-backed militants. The response follows the drone strike that killed three U.S. service members at a remote base in Jordan last week. ABC's Louis Martinez is at the Pentagon with the latest developments.
We understand that these strikes are targeting areas that belong to some of these militia groups that were believed to be responsible for those attacks that was carried out by a drone against the Tower 22 base that led to so many of those casualties. But the officials telling us that the strikes are underway, hitting multiple targets, and this is something that's going to be going on for multiple days.
Earlier today, President Biden and the First Lady attended the dignified transfer at Dover Air Force Base, where the flag-draped caskets of the Army Reservists returned to U.S. soil. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. Consultants hired by the Wisconsin Supreme Court to review proposed legislative district maps say those submitted by Republican lawmakers are still political gerrymanders. The consultants did not call four maps drawn up by Democrats constitutional because only the Supreme Court can make that decision. They also said they're ready to draw their own maps if the justices order them to do so. Governor Tony Evers has signed bills releasing long-awaited pay raises to Universities of Wisconsin employees. They provide 4% wage increases for more than 35,000 workers in the Building Trades Crafts Collective Bargaining Units in the UW system. Investigators have yet to name a suspect in the death of a couple shot to death inside an Elkhorn sports bar early on Thursday. Wisconsin Radio Network.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Mostly cloudy today with pockets of sunshine possible. High temperatures just a touch cooler, rising to the upper 30s. Tonight, we drop crisp into the upper 20s. But plenty of sunshine for the weekend and high temperatures unseasonably warm into the mid-40s. Grandpa's barbecue sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. It's 33 at our studios.
99.7
It's not the future that I can see. It's just my fantasy.
'80s, '90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. Groundhog Day 2024, and it looks like Jimmy the Groundhog in Sun Prairie's predicting an early spring. And based on the weather, I don't blame him. Hey, we're almost to the weekend. Let's finish up this work week with Billy Ocean on Max FM.
90s and more.
That's the power of love.
99.7 Max FM.